Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now. Brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Did you guys get your fill of football over the last 4 days?
Heck yeah. Is there a game, before we dive into anything about the Cowboys, is there a game, set of games, whatever, that caught your attention and you want to talk about?
Oh, man, there's been so many. I don't know if I can pick one out.
That's fair enough. How about the Chiefs?
Or remember them all, right?
Yeah. How about the Chiefs being done, maybe?
Well,
maybe
that,
not.
That was quite interesting. I don't know if shocking is the right word, but, I think they told you how desperate they were with some of those fourth down decisions, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's like, okay, we got to go, and if we don't, the season could be over for us.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting. It was interesting to see the Ravens lose to the Steelers as well in a game that I just assumed they would win, and now both of those teams might miss the playoffs. The AFC is freaking wacky this year.
Did you see what Rodgers said the first thing?
Yeah, he goes, hopefully then y'all will shut the hell up for the next week. I'm paraphrasing, but not that much.
Yeah, gotta love it. Oh, man.
But that's your job as a media member, right, Mickey, is to get picked on and vaguely yelled
sure.
at by athletes, right?
If you dish it out, you got to be able to accept it, right?
Fair. Very fair.
How much, then, of your commitment is going to be on this Philadelphia Chargers game tonight?
Oh, yeah. I said 4 days, so now it'll be 5 days,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Be watching that and see exactly what happens. I was trying to watch as much of the Packers-Bears game as I could, although I was on my way to the Stars game last night. So that one was quite interesting that the Bears were right there to tie that thing up at the end before the interception in the end zone, huh?
Man, we need the Cowboys to have the same kind of grit and determination as the Stars, right? Because they're never out of a game.
No, and boy, there's a lesson there to, you know, just hang in it. You know, sometimes you go to games and the team's down and people leave, and boy, you better not leave on that team because you'll regret it.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. I don't know how much you dabble in the social media and whatnot, but did you get involved in the social media feud between Richard Sherman and George Pickens?
I did not, and just the other day, I finally saw what he had to say, Sherman.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's his gig, though, right? That's his deal after games. I rarely listen to what he has to say because I just think he does things to bring attention to himself. And it doesn't matter to him if he's right or wrong.
Yeah.
He just,
or if it's his house or not when he breaks
yeah,
in. I got you.
Okay. He just says outlandish things to say outlandish things on that show. So, yeah, I rarely put a lot of stock into what he has to say. That's why I didn't make a big deal. I didn't think it was a big deal. But again, I know what happens on social media.
Well, and then are you surprised, I guess, to a certain extent, because I was listening to the press conference and I know people were hoping that Shoddy would give him a little bit more about George Pickens being under the microscope. I was a little surprised he fell for the bait then with Richard Sherman and went on his, you know, expletive-filled tirade and before deleting it.
Oh, I didn't realize that had happened.
Yes.
Guys just can't. They can't control themselves, right?
Yeah.
And that's their only way to sort of defend themselves. And now guess what happens on what day is he talk? Wednesday, Thursday?
Right.
It's going to come up all over again. So if I was his advisor, I'd just say next question.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's probably a good approach.
Yeah, I get
you
that.
You can't win.
No. What are you going to say that's going to convince people? I got you.
Right, and once it's out there, right, nothing ever changes, right?
Right.
That's the impression that you get, and so there's nothing you can change. The second story, if it's right, gets diminished because
yes.
The first story is always right, even if it's wrong.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. You can run the redaction or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I had to do it one time, Kevin.
Yeah.
One time. You can run it, but nobody cares.
Yeah.
7B.
Yeah, and I'll give you a prime example, and this goes back, you know, 45 years ago. A friend who ran a restaurant when I was working in Columbia, Missouri, got accused for sexual assault,
oh,
right?
Wow.
And it was front page headline, and, you know, and people know who he is. He owns a restaurant, and front page, right? About 4 days later, the story got basically redacted. Like this is not accurate. And it was in like a 12-point headline on the second page of the Metro.
Wow.
Metro section, right?
Yeah,
and it's like, okay, where's the equity of that, right? But once it's out there, boy, it's hard to put it back in the bottle.
What do you think then? I've heard Steven say it. I've heard Shoddy said it multiple times. We didn't play our best game. George Pickens gets knocked, and he says, I didn't
play
my best game.
There was a lot of folks,
yeah. But there were a lot of people on that team that didn't play their best game. What do you think they do to get back to their best game now?
Yeah, you got to just get back to work, right? What have I always told you? The more you lose in the NFL, the closer you are to winning.
Right.
And the more you win, the closer you are to losing, because you're
right.
Not going to win them all.
Yeah.
And when you win, go back and just, you know, see how many 3-game winning streaks people have had during the season. And sometimes it catches up with you. And you're right. They did not play well. A lot of the blame should rest on the offensive line.
Mm.
They were terrible.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott took a beating, but yet there they were, you know, down 37-30 and, you know, a chance to go downfield and tie the game up. So, yeah, there were a lot of things that, you know, people didn't play well, but because of who you are or the attention you attracted by what you had been doing so well, then that's ends up when somebody says that on TV, it's always the gospel truth. That was one of the reasons back in the day I would try when I was covering the team to listen to the broadcast to see if there was anything I needed to correct, because there was a lot of things that get said that aren't totally accurate, but they're saying it within 30 seconds of it happening without actually knowing what went on. And, you know, sometimes you got to clean things up. So that's the impression that was made, and it's hard to change it.
The correction column. That's what I love. I love that.
The correction. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, Kenneth Murray took a bit of a hit. And there's a couple different videos out there of people talking about it. What's been his play up and down throughout this year?
Yeah, and I think that's kind of what it's been,
yeah.
Up and down. I think that, you know, if you watch some of the games and you say, oh, okay, that's why the Cowboys, you know, brought him along. And then there's other times where, and I remember this when they traded for him, some of the evaluation was,
listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Well, he's not very good in coverage. And I was thinking, well, I want my linebacker good against the run. You know, if I got to deal with that. And I think there are times that that has been correct, that, you know, he has not been as good as you want against the coverage, but I think you have to understand where he's best. Is he best as a middle linebacker, or is he best as an outside linebacker? And I always thought he was better in the middle. Now, I know he had some issues against the run, but again, you know, pass covers as an outside linebacker. I thought one of his best traits as an outside linebacker would have been his ability to blitz, to rush the quarterback if you were going to send a fifth guy. We didn't hear anything like that during a three-game winning streak, right?
No, right.
No. Yeah. It felt like the defense was playing a different game then.
You just have to remember, and, you know, and we're probably all guilty of it. If the Cowboys lose, they don't lose just because the other team was better. It's somebody has to take the blame for it.
Yeah.
And so now it gets spread around. Oh, it's this guy. Oh, it's this guy. You know, I'm surprised everybody wasn't picking on Dak for, what, two interceptions for the beating he took during the game. Maybe it was so obvious they laid off.
You know, and so I do want to give some credit to the Lions kind of in cooperation with that. And I think one of the reasons, like, the linebacker play maybe stood out so much is because it felt like there was a giant contrast in off-the-ball linebacker play in that game with Jack Campbell and then Anzalone. It felt like, I know they were already one of the best off-the-ball linebacker combinations in the entire NFL, but, man, it felt like they looked really good in that game.
No, they were. But how many points did they give up?
Yeah, they still gave up 30.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, if you did your job offensively and scored your 30-something,
right,
you might have had a chance to win the game. So, yeah, for all the good they did give up 30 points. They did give up, like, what was it, 400-something total yards. The Cowboys ended up turning the ball over. They gave up 417 yards.
Mm.
They gave up, what did Dak end up with, like 376 or
that
something like that?
That is correct.
So, yeah, for all their good, they made a couple plays that stood out, and that says, oh, they played really great. That team could have gotten beaten had the Cowboys played at the effectiveness that they had played the previous three games.
And so I want to point out what drove me the most insane in this game, and I know there are more examples, but the ones that I wrote down is the Cowboys defense. They gave up eventual first downs when the Lions faced a 1st-and-25, 1st-and-15, 2nd-and-15, and 3rd-and-8. Those are all situations where you have that other team way behind the chains and you gave up a first down. And those are four separate series or separate sets of downs. You did that four different times that I was just like, that is egregious.
No, you're exactly right. And here's the other part of all that. They only converted 3 of 8 third downs.
Wow.
Eight third downs. because they never got to third down.
Yeah.
They were beating you on first and second down. And then my other thing that stuck out to me was the poor kickoff coverage.
For sure.
Miserable.
Just ridiculous, right?
Miserable.
They had two players with more than 100 kickoff return yards.
And I guarantee you never heard of this Kennedy guy.
Yeah, Tom Kennedy? I did not know who that was.
I thought he was running for senator or something, you know? I mean, come on. It was terrible, the starting position. They were only having to drive just a little bit more than half the field to score touchdowns. And it got to the point, I was sitting there thinking, hey, just kick the ball into the end zone and let them have it at the 35.
Right.
You know, I'm gonna gain 10 yards for the way the coverage was going. So just put it in the end zone. Don't even try. Because the kickoffs were, you know, where he wanted them. They were landing, you know, somewhere between the goal line and the 7-yard line, and they were normally to the side by the numbers where you want to pin somebody. And this guy just goes running up the sideline and nobody touches him, right?
Yes.
So I think Schottenheimer just got done talking about it and said that, yeah, that's something they got to work on and there might be some personnel changes. My thought was, hey, if I got to put starters out there on defense to play on kickoff coverage, then that's what I got to do. I can remember Darren Woodson for establishing a Pro Football Hall of Fame career, which I hope somebody's listening to.
For real?
That he played special teams his whole career. I remember him telling me, he goes, you know, every year we go to training camp and Coach Joe goes, yeah, we're going to get you off kickoff coverage. And he goes, and he never takes me off kickoff coverage. I'm still, all these Pro Bowls I've gone to, I'm still on kickoff coverage. But because they needed him, he was good.
And he went out there and did it too, because yeah, that's the kind of guy he is.
Yeah, he didn't go begrudgingly and say, okay, I'm the last guy back. The rest of you guys do your job, and, you know, hopefully I don't have to clean anything up. No, he was out there participating.
I think we are all pretty firmly in the camp of Darren Woodson is a no-brainer Hall of Famer. We just need to expand that message to the people who vote.
I've been trying for I don't know how many years now. He's been to the semifinal, and nobody will listen, right?
We're going to have to send cookie baskets or something, I guess.
Oh, that's a good point. At this point, I don't think we're above any of that. Thank you very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow.
All right, good talking with you.
Yes,
see you guys.
There you go, Mickey Spagnuolo. Always a wealth of information across the sporting hierarchy.
Yeah, dude, he might become one of our Stars insiders soon.
Man, he does love the
he
Stars.
He loves this team. He's like, they're winning. I love this winning action.
And from the 210, something's got to be done about whose fault the bobble fumbles interceptions are. Dak, Mahomes were both victimized. We've pitched that for a while. If you can have a half a sack, why can't you get half an interception? I think that at most you should only get penalized half for those interceptions.
So let's say the ball is tipped by three different people. Like in hockey, when they give four assists out, you're like, no, all of them get a half.
And we're going to have to figure that out because, hockey's is all over the place. I'll worry about the defenders later. I'm worried about it for the quarterback. So, like, if it goes off one of your receiver's hands, at most you should get a half an interception.
Yeah, Babe was on the broadcast. Him and Brad were talking about that, and Babe was basically saying, you can't go back and rechart them now.
I get it.
Like that's going to be too difficult to go back and be like, I don't know, in 1940.
The NFL won't even go past 1982 to count a sack.
But I agree with you. Like, quarterbacks are probably like, yes, I would love that stat. I would love for that. Just as we would also love the stat for pass interference. If you get 50 yards of pass interference, that should count some way.
I agree with
you. Imagine being
an
agent and you're pitching to an owner. You're like, dude, he gets 6,000 yards in pass interference a year.
But, like, how weird would it be if they're like, ladies and gentlemen, there is a new all-time leading wide receiver because of that? I know that wouldn't change because Jerry Rice is so far ahead, but that would be freaking wild. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, how about we do some Wanker of the Weekend? Who was the best at being the worst this weekend? Because a lot of NFL teams qualify. Next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.